Thank you.
I'm gonna sit here.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My talk will be according to prediction of selected properties of cotton type rotten yarns. I selected two kinds of properties. One are infects yarn strengths. In this case, we have plenty of information according to modeling yarn strengths, according to prediction that one. Therefore, I'll be comparing some prediction prediction models with models based on some statistical arguments. Second is mass unevenness, known as a CV. In this case, we have no idea what CV influence what CV being predicted from some yarn properties and yarn construction parameters and fiber properties. Therefore, in fact, in this case, necessary to use only some statistical ideas. In fact, I will be showing you some results from rotary yarns prepared from 17 varieties of cotton under some selected technological parameters as a count and twist coefficient. For fiber characteristic, we used HVI system and selected some properties according to HVI system. It was the first one. Second was to create some complex criterion describing quality of fibers as a one number and correlate this one number with strength and mass unevenness. And according to yarn structure, we used not only these technological parameters as a count and twist coefficient, but we used some characteristics characterizing the internal structure of yarns as a packing density, orientation, number of fibers in cross-section, and something as a mean surface angle due to these twists. According to cotton fibers, everybody probably knows some possibilities how to calculate or how to measure some HVI parameters or LVI parameters. We in fact used classical HVI results for modeling or for prediction of overall quality of fibers. Here is only a list of quality indices. We can see here plenty of indices being proposed for estimation of overall quality from individual parameters of fibers based on the HVI. What's problem? In fact, all these indices are dependent on the units. Therefore, we'll be changing units. We will be in troubles because regression should be recalculated. Second is utilization of dimensionless parameters. Therefore, in fact, all coefficients have a dimensions. Therefore, in fact, it's necessary to add these dimensions and to create something from point of these dimensions. All are based on some crops. Therefore, in fact, there are a little bit complicated situation when we'll be having new crops. Could be some troubles with this one. In fact, we have no possibilities to discuss some fiber properties importance for this index because it's only connected from some ideas being not so clear according to explanation of individual fibers properties importance. We have no possibility to change parameters for new crops because we have in fact some coefficient and we should use it. We have no defined ranges. In plenty of these indices we have something being higher is better, but we don't know it's limit or not. Therefore, in fact, we are in troubles with identification. We are reaching the best value or we are far from the best value. Therefore, in fact, that's a little bit complicated. And problem is we have no possibility to say which is influence of individual fibers, individual properties of fibers to quality indices. There are some disadvantages of these indices and our approach for calculation of these quality characteristics is based on some economic similarity. Let we have some utility properties from R1 to RK. We are able to characterize these properties via quality characteristics and we are able to transform these quality characteristics from some physical units to some via psychophysical law to some utility function, saying when will be utility low, will be near zero, will be utility absolute, the best will be one. Therefore, in fact, we are making some nonlinear transformation, being these physical properties transformed to something as a utility properties, having a range from zero to one and having direction being higher, it's better. Therefore, that's some techniques. And second technique is creating some average. We are using some geometrical mean, via some of these utility properties and some weighting factors. According to utility properties, we can see when we'll be having these properties, here is worst, here is best. Therefore, the sigmoid, we are able to replace it via straight lines without some loss of precision. And here are some limits for individual properties. In the case, especially of micronair, we have some plateau, and therefore we should add these and these ones together, obtaining this transformation. In all cases, we have from 0 to 1. In fact, 0 is replaced by 0.1, because 0 in geometric mean will be 0. Therefore, we should have a low value. And we are using, in fact, these geometrical mean with these weighting factors. We selected these weighting factors according to known pi diagrams, explaining some importance of some parameters for strength of ring span and rotor yarn. We recalculated this one to some weights ranging from having some being 1, therefore in fact something as a standardization, and we are using this one for characterizing of overall quality of cotton varieties. According to yarn, core from point of internal structure of yarn is in fact packing density, because this packing density is responsible for plenty of behavior. Being more packed will be more strong, will be having better properties, and in fact this packing density could be predicted from known twist, known fineness of yarn, and from some parameters as a limit packing and parameter responsible for some technology. Therefore, we have this equation for prediction of packing density, well-known old equation, but still working well. Based on this packing density, we are able, or based on other arguments, we are able to characterize internal structure via orientation or efficiency factor and via nominal yarn surface helix angle. Therefore, we are able to recalculate based on some helical model of yarns, recalculate this one, and obtaining from starting parameter as a fineness and twist these characteristics of internal structure. Therefore, we are able to replace these technological parameters via some parameters of structure. From point of strength, as I said before, we have some possibilities how to calculate fiber strength, yarn strength based on some fiber strength and some corrective factors. We are using, in fact, this a little bit more physical approach based on the pen, because pen used the same. In fact, here is bundle strength from point of bundle strength of fiber multiplied by corrective factor, and this corrective factor is in fact multiply of two factors, one of volume, therefore something dependent on packing density, and one from orientation. Therefore, in fact, we have some correction for orientation and for packing density. According to Anionis, we have not so good situation, because we haven't some ideas. We only know that Anionis could be divided to two parts. One is responsibility from point of ideal structure, or responsibility from point of fineness, therefore number of fibers in the yarn. And second is extra as a machine dependent Anionis. Therefore, in fact, we are able to select Anionis, or to divide Anionis, total Anionis, to two parts. According to modeling of these idle anionis, we have two possibilities. One is some well-known Martindale based on the Poisson distribution, and probably here is only one trick using this number of fibers via fineness of yarn divided by fineness of fibers. Bonnet assumed another model, saying we have no individual fibers, we have fiber bundles, and in this case we are obtaining a little bit different. We can see here differences between its square root, in fact its power on 1/3, it's 150. Therefore, we used both ideal ones for separating of these unevenness. Now we have in fact everything prepared for modeling. We used some models based on, especially in the fibers, fiber strength, based on the on this argument from structure and from behavior, and especially for CV and for strength as well, some models based on the statistical approach. In this case, we have two problems. One is model form, therefore how to select the best model form for describing of data, linear, nonlinear interactions or something like this. Therefore, we should have some tool for selection of form. And second is criterion, because when we're using least squares, we will be having something in the criterion of least squares, but without prediction. Therefore, in fact, least squares is in fact good for fitting, but not good for prediction. Therefore, we replaced this least squares criterion via prediction. Idea is very simple. Let we have data with this point and without this point. We can see here that we'll be using some, for example, polynomial. With this point, we will be obtaining very good prediction being near. But when we'll be excluding this point, we'll be obtaining quite different shape. And therefore, idea is, when I need to predict this behavior, I omit this one for calculation, calculating regression, and this distance squared will be something as a predicted residuals. When I will be repeating this one for all points, I will be in fact obtaining some criterion being not dependent on the individual points from point of fitting, because these points were not used for fitting, but for prediction as well. Therefore, we have this criterion as a mean error of prediction, and we are able via some very simple calculation to replace classical correlation coefficient via this prediction correlation coefficient, replacing these sum of squared residuals via sum of squared these predicted residuals, and this predictive performance being explaining why this one is better, because it's having these troubles with classical multiple correlation coefficient. Therefore, that's one. Second is according to these linearity, nonlinearity one. In fact, we are able to, when we will be using some plots X according selecting Y's, or Y according to X, we'll be having some troubles in the case of multicollinearity. When there will be some dependencies between X values, we'll be obtaining strange features. Therefore, we are now able to say it's linear or nonlinear. We are using so-called partial regression plot. It's very simple. We are replacing Y via in fact residual from Y being regressed to all columns of matrix X, excluding this interesting X variable. Therefore, excluding, for example, J's column, and we'll be obtaining these residuals. Second are residuals from X, excluding from this full matrix against rest of one. Therefore, we have two kinds of residuals, and we will be using these two kinds of residuals. We are able to create something having statistically statistically stable situation, having no interactions, and we are able from this plot to investigate some behavior of function. I can show you here what's interesting. Slope in this graph is identical with estimate BJ, therefore is estimate of regression. Function correlation is partial correlation coefficient, and we are able to identify influential point, we are able to identify nonlinearities. Therefore, in fact, when we will be using these graphs, we are able to say when is some nonlinear dependency, we are able to use something being linear via transformation. Therefore, it's second point according to modeling. And now going back to experiments, in fact, we are using 170 yarns created from 17 varieties. And these varieties were selected according to utilization in Czech Republic. Therefore, there are varieties from US, Egypt, Russia. Therefore, plenty of varieties being covering a huge range of properties. And we created 5 levels of yarn count and 2 levels of twist coefficient. Total is this one. We used HVR for measurement of fiber characteristics. We are calculated very simply from Micronair findings while this empirical equation. We are measured on the Euster tester CV and on the TensorRapid yarn strength. Therefore, we have now all data at disposal. According to some behavior, here we can see multivariate explanation of these cotton properties. In fact, we are using so-called Mahalanobis distance, discussing according to individual cottons and according to possibility to say if these cottons are outliering or not. We can see here we have no outliers, therefore in fact we are able to adopt all kind. Based on some cluster, we obtain two kind of clusters. One are cross, second are spheres or something like this. But in fact, these two kind of cottons are more important for our analysis. According to interdependencies, here are paired correlation coefficients, here are partial correlation coefficients. We can see we have some partial correlation between fiber strengths and between some characteristics as elongation, length, and micronair. From point of view of linear regression, firstly we used as a response strength of yarn as an explanatory variable this quality index of fiber. We can see here correlation is a little bit high but not so good. Better or very good is correlation with strength, fiber strength only. Orientation is not important, and here is in fact correlation between yarn strength, experimental, and yarn strengths calculating from model of PAN, including orientation, including all parameters. Still orientation, these equations are having some prediction potential, but not so good. What was interesting are these two ones. In fact, here we are recalculating from yarn strengths via some centinewton per tex, multiplying by fineness, obtaining total load. Therefore, it in fact is load in yarn. And here is in fact predicted load from loading of fibers. Therefore, we calculated via number of fibers, via strength of fibers multiplying by corresponding fineness, this load. And we can see here in this case correlation is very good. We can see here some quality index, some strength of fibers. Here is in fact orientation. Here is dependency on modeled. Here is in fact here are data from prediction predicted model, and we can see here some correlation between loads. It's in fact very interesting. When we'll be recalculating it in this case, load of yarn is in fact strength of yarn multiplying by fineness of yarn. Here is in fact because it's number of fibers using it will be after the calculation obtaining is strength of fiber multiplying by fineness of yarn. Therefore we can see we obtain a little bit good prediction. According to CV, we can see here we have some partial correction correlations. We are able to see we have a importance according to this angle of surface yarn, therefore responsible for twist, packing density. I should be stopping. Packing density, I will be finishing very quickly. We used these all ones for creation of a regression model. We can see here we obtain all parameters being added to model being important. Here we can see some prediction ability relatively good. On the end, we have two possibilities. One, to use statistical arguments. Second, to use some models based on some physical or another phenomena. These models are oversimplified, but in fact could be used for prediction without troubles, because we have some possibilities to predict without necessity to create something. Regression are best according to fitting of actual data, but for prediction we have a little bit troubles. But still, these techniques based on some predictions are better, because we have not only fitting via least squares, but we have some predictive potential as well. Therefore, that's all from my presentation. Thank you.